Rochelle, let's get into it. Obviously, you painted a pretty grim picture of the staffing situation, the capacity situation for Winona Health the last time we chatted. Has that gotten better? Has it gotten worse? Where are we at in terms of the capacity at Winona Health?
Yeah, so, you know, just to give everybody a little situational awareness on some of these things, we've experienced the post-Thanksgiving effect, I guess we'll call it. Where lots of gatherings and things like that. And a couple of weeks, after that, we started seeing an increase again in positivity rates. So, we're still in a high transmissibility state for our county and actually all of Minnesota. And we've been anywhere upwards of 29%, which would say one in three people. So, on average, we are probably around 12%. So we still have, a fair amount of this transmissibility going on. And, as we sort of like look at the hospital situation and why these things, are really important for us is our capacity. I remember going in a couple days last week and looking at the census and thinking, what happened? I mean, overnight, we just like filled up. And so that's not been going down. And I want to clarify a little bit. While we have patients that have COVID, that are COVID positive in the hospital and are very sick, we also have patients who don't have COVID who are really super sick who are also in the hospital. And we're seeing, a fair amount of that coming in too. So just capacity in general, we're still really kind of at those top limits, as are all of the hospitals around us and in the state. So there aren't places to send people if they get, really super sick. We're working really hard to find places for people who really need, super specialty care, for example. So it hasn't gotten better since we talked, a couple of weeks ago. It continues, day to day and hour to hour as we're monitoring that situation.
And Rochelle, so what should someone do listening to this that might need to go in for something? I mean, are you able to receive them? Should they look elsewhere? What should people do who aren't in the hospital and might find themselves in there, or at least find themselves and need to go in for something?
Well, certainly if anybody needs to come in, absolutely come in. Whether they come into the urgent care, the clinics, the emergency room or the hospital, our folks, they know exactly what to do. They know, who we need to stay. If we need to look for places for somebody, we are doing all of that. But we don't want anybody, not getting the care that they need. So, we're figuring out things. We're looking at our resources on a regular basis, because we know there aren't places for people to go. And I think when we look at, the potential of transfers and things like that, it's our folks that are going to know where to send somebody or where to do that calling. But, we're able to take care of people here. It's just we're kind of at that capacity, but everybody is chipping in. And, I have to give a big shout out to all of the providers and the nurses and all of the clinical support staff at Winona Health, because everybody is coming together around this. It's sort of the state of the state, and that's what we do. So I will say, we really strongly encourage people to keep up with if you're managing sort of chronic conditions or prevention, care, screenings, things like that, keep up with those kinds of things. There's some sense that, some care may have been delayed for people over this last year, and that's why they're coming in sicker, this year. So we really encourage people keep up with, that primary care, prevention and management of chronic conditions. That all of that helps.
President and CEO of Winona Health, Rochelle Schultz, on the line with us this morning at In the Know. Rochelle, you mentioned all that staff and, of course, staffing numbers, an issue not just in healthcare, but elsewhere. The vaccine mandate is expected to play in this in one way or another, but it has been struck down. Now, you and I have talked about Winona Health's vaccine rules, a lot, particularly as it pertains to COVID and as well as influenza in the past. What's the latest on the staff vaccination mandate at Winona Health as it pertains to COVID-19?
Yeah, so we had from back in September, I suppose it was, we've had that as a requirement for all staff. that they have the vaccine, or that they complete a declination. That would include like a medical or religious declination. And so that's been in place for us. And in fact, it's in place really for all healthcare organizations. What was different about the state or the federal mandate or through CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid, was that they were saying 100%, you know, of people needed to do this. It was a lot stricter. And, you know, if you didn't meet sort of their requirements, you know, we had the potential to lose our Medicare license, which basically would put every hospital out of business. So they just got, you know, made it a lot tighter. And so since that's, you know, got the injunction at this point, we're just back to our, you know, regular process, which is it's still a requirement. We ask people to complete a declination if they choose not to get the mandate, and then we move on. So we're at about 91% of our staff have received the vaccine. So we're very high, and that's awesome. And, you know, and there are people for various reasons who choose not to. So they've completed their declination, and we move on. And we absolutely need the staff. You know, in times like this, they're really critical for us.
President and CEO of Winona Health, Rochelle Schultz, on the line with us this morning. So, Rochelle, just so I'm clear, the one that's in injunction right now involves hospitals and Medicare licensing. So, in other words, if hospitals aren't complying with the 100% vaccination rule, you lose out on being able to receive Medicare patients. Am I understanding that right?
Right. Right. So what was a little bit different, you know, between like, say, businesses and healthcare is that, you know, businesses could also do testing. If somebody chose not to get vaccinated, they could do testing. That's not available under the CMS requirement. So CMS, you know, said, yeah, you need 100%. They did offer out, you know, you can do a declination if you met a medical or a religious purpose. And basically, under the medical, it was almost nothing that would qualify. I mean, I think there's one thing that would qualify. So it was very, very limited. And if we didn't meet that requirement, then yes, that what was on the line was our license.
Okay. So, and then the difference, I guess, between the rule at Winona Health and the rule that came down from the feds is there's essentially less flexibility for folks who don't want to get vaccinated. Is that a proper way to characterize that?
You know, in some ways it's, you know, what we don't have is that big stick. You know, we don't have the stick of losing our license. We still, you know, we still have the requirement that we want people to get vaccinated. We, you know, we had a little broader definition for, you know, the medical or religious. And we actually had a third one, which we called philosophical declination. So we had a broader interpretation of what people could decline for than, you know, what CMS did. So in that regard, we could capture, you know, more people and, you know, review those reasons and you know, make the decisions about whether those were appropriate or not.
President and CEO of Winona Health, Rochelle Schultz, our guest. Why the broader categories, Rochelle? Is it out of fear of possibly losing more workers? Is it just to try to give more flexibility? Why I guess, have less, more options for declination from the Winona Health mandate as opposed to the feds?
You know, that's a good, you know, really great question. I think, you know, when we were thinking about it, this particular issue has, it's just grown so many different facets to it that, you know, what I really wanted, you know, was to really understand what was sort of at the root of people's concern or worry about getting the vaccination. I understand, you know, I think we all understand if there's a medical reason and it's contraindicated and you shouldn't get it, you know, that's understandable. Actually, even in the, you know, sort of in that religious realm, you know, for the most part, there aren't too many, you know, sort of, you know, religious areas that say, you know, we don't support this or that. And we've had those policies in place, you know, for other reasons too. So, you know, so they capture sort of an amount, but there seems to be a lot of other reasons why people were, you know, really reticent to get the vaccine. And I guess, you know, really to try to understand what's, you know, what are people, you know, thinking and, you know, what is the barrier, you know, if you will. And, you know, and some of it was, you know, I don't want to right now. I want to see, I think it should be out longer. You know, some of it was, you know, the speed of the vaccine. I mean, there was a whole bunch of issues, but they're sufficient to cause people to say, I'm not comfortable right now, or I don't want to do it. And I think we just wanted to understand that.
President and CEO of Winona Health, Rochelle Schultz, on the line with us this morning at In the Know. Rochelle, let's shift gears a little bit here. Talk about something that we discussed the last time you were on. That, of course, are these National Guard skilled nursing strike teams. Now, you mentioned Winona Health would certainly be interested in the help. Some of the teams have started going out. Do you know, do you have an update for us? Is Winona Health going to be getting some members of the National Guard to help staffing issues?
So the process for that is every organization has to apply, and those National Guard teams are for long-term care specifically. So there's the original 400, and then they're going to be adding another 1,000. And so, you know, there's not, you know, there's sort of a group, you know, that has applied for those. We are in the process of applying for getting some of that assistance. You know, there's the criteria. It isn't just, you know, we'll send them out for you. There are some criteria. So, for example, if you have an outbreak, if you have a single staff person or a resident that is positive with COVID, then there won't be any National Guard sent to you. If it happens while they're there, then they can stay. And if you get assigned those, you can get them for from like 7 to 10 days, up to 3 weeks max. So that's, you know, kind of a very limited time frame. And then further, you have to be a facility that's willing to take hospital admissions. So they're looking at what is the severity of your staffing. You know, are you really in sort of a critical crisis mode? Those they'll prioritize, you know, first. They're looking at, you know, have you got other arrangements? Have you tapped into every other resource, you know, that's available to you? All of those kinds of things. So so as we've looked at, you know, what that process is and sort of their criteria, while we'll put in an application, I think that there are locations that are in a little bit that are in more dire situations than what we are. So our expectation is, you know, that if we get somebody, you know, if we get some of these guardsmen to come, it'll probably, you know, we'll be at more in the bottom of the list as opposed to the top of the list. So we don't expect some of that help, you know, in the near future.
All right. She's the president and CEO of Winona Health, Rochelle Schultz. Rochelle, thank you as always for your time and for your time and expertise and letting us know what's going on.
Thanks, TJ. Happy holidays.
Yeah, same to you. 7:53. We'll check on the forecast next.